One ha'ara, it's negei the daf, and it's also dover be'itoy matoiv, and it's based on a shir that I just heard from the Patterson Rosh Yeshiva Hagoyin Reb Eli Chaim Swerdlov Shlita. So on Rosh Hashanah, there's a very big emphasis on the Akedah. We mentioned it several times throughout the davening. But really, the place where we emphasize the Akedah is with the mitzvah sayayim of Tkiyah Shofar. The Gemara says, Lama toikim b'shofar shel ayil. Why do we blow with the horn of an ayil? It's so that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, through our tekiyos, should remember Eloi shel Yitzchak. It's a way of reminding, so to speak, a Kadosh Baruch Hu of the schus of the Akedah. But really, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, when it comes the Yom Hadin, the greatest schus that Klal Yisrael has is the schus of the Akedah. And the question is why. So, Rosh Yeshiva said that if you take a look, the Ran in his drushes, it's in Drush Vav, so he's Meirich Be'inyan Akedah. And really, what he's discussing over there is the kasha, which is maybe the most famous kasha ever. And that is, we make such a big deal about the schus of the Akedah, right? The Akedah is such a gewaldige schus that Adayei Mazeh, it's something that we're all banking on. If you think about it, let's be honest. What was the schus of the Akedah? The schus of the Akedah was that Kadosh Baruch Hu came to Avram and he told him, Kachnas bintchas yichidcha she'ahavta, and I want you to bring it to me as a carbon. I think that if the Eibishter would come to anybody and he would instruct him and command him to do that, he'd probably end up doing it. And if that's the case, all the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Chassidish Sfarim and the Mekubalim, everybody struggled with this question. What was the grace kind of Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu was a Navi. He was tapped in and he had the ability to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Eibishter comes to him and the Eibishter tells him, Kachnos bintchas yechidcha. So where's the struggle? Yeah, for us mortals, but even for us mortals, to the extent we were on the level and we were on the Madrega, where we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is what you need to do, l'chura, we would all sign up to do that. And if that's the case, l'chura, you have to understand what's the grace kind of that kate. And the truth is, throughout the generations, there were so many yidden that were willing to give up their lives, their families' lives, al kiddush Hashem. This is a part and parcel of the history of the Jews. And if that's the case, what is the grace kind of the schos hakate? So the Ran, who's a Rishon, and of course talks and writes like a Rishon, so b'lashoni azov, he says a very big aside. And I'm picking it up in the middle of Drush Vav. Masha asa Avram Avinu olav ha'shalom b'akedas Yitzchak. This that Avram Avinu did by the Akedas Yitzchak, you have to understand, was a maisa that was godol moed. Why? Ki lo'yhoya nimshach oynesh klal im lo'yakdenu. He said that had Avram Avinu not done the Akedah, he would not have been punished. Ki lo'y tzivo Hashem Yisbarach vazeh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never commanded him. He never told him he has to do it. Not just that. Really, by Avram Avinu going and taking his son and being makiv him on the Akedah, he was undermining fakert, all the things that Hashem did promise him. And now by Avram Avinu taking his son and being makriv him, he was going to lose out on that avtach. Ukvar yodua. Ki zeh tzivoy, the tzivoy of kachnas bincho, ain't a loshen tzivoy, it's not a real tzivoy, elo loshen bakasha. All it was a loshen bakasha. Rashi says in Chumash, eino, elo loshen bakasha. Sheher eloi, Hashem told Avram, sheyitav be'enov, that sevoltim zeh gefelt, im Avram yimcholoy al avtacha. If Avram Avinu is going to be meichel on the avtacha, v'yakid benoi, and he's going to bring his son on the akeid, v'luha Yavram Hashiva, he says the Ran, if Avram Avinu would have returned to HaKadosh Baruch and he would have responded to him and he would have said, hein li loy nosat zera ki imzeh, v'hiv tachtoni boy, eich es ezeh, how do you expect me to do this? Loy hoyo nechshav loy avoin, it would not have been considered an avera, v'loy yasigen oinish, and he wouldn't have been punished. And you know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch never commanded Avram Avinu to do the akeidah. He told him, kach no, says the Ran, because Avram Avinu loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, still Avram Avinu did it, and the reason is because he chapped that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, please do it, that means he wants it. It's the Chefetz Hashem. And if it's the Chefetz Hashem, says Avraham Avinu, even though you didn't tell me I have to do it, even though I know there's no recourse, there's no repercussions if I don't do it, even though I know how much I'm going to lose out by doing it, Afal Pikein, this is something I am going to do. And says the Ran, V'zeu Inyanu HaKedah V'Soydah. If you understand this, you'll know the Inyan of that Kedah and you'll know the Soydah of that Kedah. This is a very powerful paragraph here from the Ran, that the Inyan and the Soydah of that Kedah is that it wasn't something Avraham Avinu had to do. And the reason Avraham Avinu did it was because he realized it was the Chefetz Hashem. And if this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, even though he's not telling me that I need to do it, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do it. Says the Ran, V'yesh l'zeh hoichacha b'Yerushalmi. There's a makar to this in the Yerushalmi. And this Yerushalmi is in Masechtes Tainis. It's Perek Beis Halacha Dal. Omer Rabibi, Omer Rab Abin B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Avram B'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by the way, you know what the context of this Yerushalmi is? As we say during Tzlichas, Misha Ono L'Avram Avinu B'Har HaMeiriyah Hu Yanenu. There was some tefillah that Avram Avinu said B'Har HaMeiriyah. And the Yerushalmi over there says, what was this tefillah? What's the Misha Ono L'Avram Avinu B'Har HaMeiriyah? What was that tefillah? So the Yerushalmi says, let me tell you what the tefillah was. Quote, Golu V'Yadul HaFanecha Ribbono Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know. Shabashasha marked Lila Halas is Yitzchak bin Al Gabi Amizbeach. That when you told me, Kachnos binchas yichit chasher hafta, hayoli the hasha v'loima, I had a very good answer. You know what I could have said? Esmola marked Liki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazer. Yesterday you told me that my whole future is going to come from Yitzchak. Va'achshav ata oimali haleo l'oilo, and now you're telling me bring him as an oilo? Chas v'shalom lo yosisi kein. But I didn't do that. Elo, what did I do? Kavashni es Yitzri lasis ritzoincho. I overcame my Yitzhara. Sounds like Avraham Avinu's heart was pounding, right? There was a struggle. There was some Milchemes HaYetzer over here. But Kavashti as Yitzri. I conquered, I overcame my Yetzer. Right, we always think of the Akedah as being like this. It was so easy, Avada. No one says that. Kavashti as Yitzri. I had to overcome my Yetzer. Wasn't so simple. But I did it. And the reason I did it was Lasis Ritzoincha, to do your Ratzin. Yiratzin Milfanecha. May it be your will. That if Klal Yisrael is ever going to find itself in a matzav of tzara, and there isn't anyone that could be melamed tzanigarya, you should find a way, if there's a situation where Klal Yisrael is standing in front of the heavenly court, and there is no lawyer in the world that's willing to take the case, because there is no way to be melamed tzanigarya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the judge, but you should also be the lawyer that represents Klal Yisrael. Ata tei melamed tzanigarya aleihem. Yirei uschor lehem akidosei shel Yitzchak aviyem v'tesmalei aleihem rachamim. The Ran says that the yesoid of the Akedah was that it was something that Avraham Avinu did not have to do. And the reason he did it was because he understood it was the Rotzen Hashem, that that's what Hashem wants. And if that's what Hashem wants, then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do it. I'm not doing because I was told I have to do it. Fakert, kach no, eino al loshem akasha. It's not something I have to do. But afilu hochi, Avraham Avinu realized that this is what the Chefetz Hashem was, and if this is what the Chefetz Hashem is, then I'm going to do it. So says the Ran, he fears always. So at that moment that Avraham Avinu said, I'm going to say a tefillah. You know what my tefillah is? Yehi rotzei milfanecha. Shevashosh yubanam shal Yisrael. Say Yitzchak nechtasim lidei tzara. Ve'en lahem yishay lamed tzanigurya. Atatei melamed tzanigurya aleim. And that moment provoked this tefillah. So here's the question. What was the pshat in the tefillah? The Ran just explained what the inyan and the soid of the Akedah was. And he brings it out from the Lashonis of the Yerushalmi that Avram tells Hashem, you never told me I have to do it, but I understood it was your Yerotzin, and I went ahead and I did it anyways. What was the Oisfir? The Oisfir was, this is the perfect time, let me say a tefillah. You know what the tefillah is? That just like I did something I didn't have to do, so too, if Klal Yisrael is ever going to find itself in a situation where it doesn't make sense and the math doesn't add up, atu tehim alamit sainaguri aleim. And really, Vashteta and Dei Yerushalmi, Vashteta and Dei Ran is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself with us, midah keneged midah. If we go, al pi shuras adin, Davish is going to go with us, al pi shuras hadin. But if we go deeper, and we go lefnim shuras hadin, and we do even the things that we're not obligated to do, then the Davish is going to go with us lefnim shuras hadin as well. And that's why Avraham Avinu, the minute he does the Akedah, when he stands and he's kavash as Yitzroy, so what does he say? He says he wrote saying that you should go with us lefnim shuras hadin, and he mamish sets up a Rosh Hashanah. He sets up that you have the Bnei Yitzchak and they're in an Eis Tzara and they're standing in front of a mishpat. And there's no one that wants to take the case. It's mamash Rosh Hashanah. Ato tehim alamit sanuguri alehim. Why? Because I did the akedah. What shayches? It's because I went more. I didn't follow the rules. I colored outside the lines, right? I went with lefnim shuras hadin. I didn't say, what are you asking me to do? But I said, what do you want me to do? I went into what the chevetz and the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. If you conduct yourself in that way, it's only fear, mida keneged mida, that the Eibush should conduct himself back in that way as well. The aside of the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah, said Rebbe Chaim Swerdlov Shlita, is that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin. And the emes is, who can possibly be Yotza Zakeh B'din? It's not an easy thing. Yeah, it's Hadikim Gemurim, but it's a very hard place to come to where a person's really going to be Zakeh B'din. But on Rosh Hashanah, what we do is we invoke our history. We invoke our past. Going back to Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak, where Avraham Avinu went with Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, and that's our legacy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we conduct ourselves with you Lefnim Meshuras Hadin. We don't just follow the letter of the law. We try to develop this relationship. We try to understand what the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and that's the way we conduct ourselves with you. And if that's the case, it's only fear that Ata Teim Alamit Saniguria Aleya. The Inyan of the Akedah that we showed him already, so it's not just to remember the Akedah, it's to somehow Shtel Zichtzu to the Akedah. What does it mean, Shtel Zichtzu to the Akedah? It's to understand a little bit what the Eibishter wants. I'm not just going to do what I'm told. I'm going to do what it's implied and understood the Eibishter wants from me. Zeu inyan ha'akedah v'soyde, says there. This is coming from the Rishonim. Zeu inyan ha'akedah v'soyde. You want to know the inyan ha'akedah v'soyde? It's that the Eibishter said, kach no, ein no alalash v'akosho, and Avraham Avinu did it as if it was a tzivoy, and even though it came with a tremendous invoice. That is the whole Akedah. And that means that the yisoid of the Akedah, the soid of the Akedah, is this bechina of not just doing what I'm being told to do, but it's going lefnim meshuras hadin, it's understanding what the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and tapping into that rotzen. And that's something that's a tremendous kayach when it comes to Yom Adin. Because if you go with din, so then you meshuvah to din. But if you go lefnim meshuras hadin, it's mamash Avraham Avinu's taina. He says, if I did this, don't forget, you have an obligation now, quid pro quo. You have to go ahead and you have to do the same thing. Yeshiva said that the Gemara says, in Mesechtes Brachos Daf Chaf Amud Beis, Gemara is a classic. Darish Rav Avir, Zimnin Amal Meshmei De Rav Ami, V'Zimnin Amal Meshmei De Rav Asi. Amar Melech Hashem Sefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shalom, Kosa B'Tayr Yisach says in the Torah Hashem Lo Yisa Panam Leikach Shoichat, V'Aloi Atin Noisa Panam Leisrael, Dichsev Yisa Hashem Panam Veilecho. So the Melech Hashem is turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they say, Eibish, there's a steer in the Torah. The Pasuk says, Hashem Lo Yisa Panam V'Lo Yikach Shoichat. Yet, at the same time, the pasuk says Yisa Hashem Panav Ilecha, both referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a lo Yisa Panav Ilecha Shoichat. Eibush is not a noisa panim. Yet it says Yisa Hashem Panav Ilecha. What does it mean to be noisa panim? To show favoritism. So one pasuk says Eibush doesn't show favoritism. There's another pasuk that says Eibush does show favoritism. One's a pasuk in Parshas Nosay, does a pasuk in Parshas Eikev. Mamash two pasukim in the Torah that contradict each other. So the Gemara says Amalehem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu turned to Malachi Asharis. He said V'chiloi Es Panim Li Yisrael. I don't understand. You expect me not to be nois upon him, Li Yisrael. I mean, I know it says Asher Lo Yis upon him, but how could I not be nois upon him, Li Yisrael? Shekosavti lam b'toyro, it says in the Torah, v'achalte v'zavatu v'erachtas Hashem alekecha, that you know when you bench, if you're saveh, if you're full, v'hem medaktikin al atzman ad kezayis v'ad kebeya, and the Yidin, if they eat a kezayis, they can eat a, and they eat a beya, they're going to bench also. You know, the hergish, I think, when you learn this Gemara is, not just, really, you have a pantry full of food, that you sit down, you eat only a kezayis, and I'm going to bench. There were times where the Yidin didn't have more than a kezayis and a beya, and they were in such a shver matziv, and afal pi, they were in concentration camps. There was nothing, and afilu hachi, they benched. It was v'chalta v'savato v'irachta, right? It was a bechina of, Even in the darkest times, the Yidden are always benching me. And if that's the case, if they're medaktik in alatzman ad kezayis for ad kebeya, so how could I not be nice? So what's Pashim Pshan in the Gemara? So if you look at the Maral says, you want to know what Pshan in the Gemara is? Pshan in the Gemara is, the Ebeshah says, you want to know how the world works? The world works, Ashelo Yisa Panavalikach Shoicha, there's a din, there's a cheshbin. I'm going to show favoritism? What? I like this person, the plaintiff, more than I like the defendant, and Mamela he's gonna be Yotzah Zakeh B'din, Asher lo yis upon him. For lo yikach shoichet. Aber sagt der Eibishter, what do you want me to do? Klai Yisrael is nice upon him to me. This is the way they operate with me. V'chi lo yis upon him, they played me. I can't help it. There's nothing I can do. It's Avraham Avinu's taina. He said, they don't just do what they're supposed to do, but they go more than that. And they do the chefetz of Hashem. They do the rotzen of Hashem. And being that they do the chefetz and the rotzen of Hashem, chavish kambreira. Wait, what's the lotion of the Gemara? What? V'chiloyas upon him, Yisrael? Like, what do you want? Malach Hashem, you tell me what to do. Like, how would you conduct yourself with someone? If you have someone, you have a friend, you have a person that you know is in your orbit, and he is nice upon him to you. What, is it a normal thing to not be nice upon him back to him? Right? How could you do that? That's wrong. It's horrible. You're a maturif. You have to do that. So Tavish, I possibly don't know what to do. You're right, it says in the Torah, Ashala Yis upon him. But I'm tied. V'chiloyas upon him? Chamnish kamreira. But he shtel tzu a moir de gesefri. And this is really the punchline as it relates to what we're getting to. This is free, and this is in Parshas Nos, it says the same exact thing that this Gemara in Masechtas Bracha says, but it says it b'shinu loshen k'sas. Kosov echadoymer yisa Hashem ponav elecha. V'kosov echadoymer asher lo yisa upon him. How do you make sense? How do you reconcile these two psukim? Says the Sifri. You ready? The Sifri is saying the same exact thing that the Gemara is saying in Brachas. Yes upon him. Should I not be nice upon him? They go and they do more than they're supposed to do. But the Sifri says it in a different lashon. Kishe Yisrael oisin ritzoinu shel makim. Then it's Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha. And when the Yidden are not Oysen Ritzoinu Shal Malkim, it's Asher Lo Yisa Panav. I think if you ask the man on the street, what does it mean? Kan Bizman She Yisrael Oysen Ritzoinu Shal Malkim, Kan Bizman She Ein Yisrael Oysen Ritzoinu Shal Malkim. A signun that you find in many places in Shas. I think he would say, I don't know, are Yidden doing Torah Mitzvahs? They're not doing Torah Mitzvahs. In this Sifri, it's Mavur a little bit more than that. What does it mean, Oysen Ritzoinu Shal Malkim? Oysen Ritzoinu Shal Malkim, as opposed to Oysen Tzivuy of Shal Malkim. Ritzoinu Shal Malkim doesn't mean the commandments of Hashem. Ritzoinu Shal Malkim means the will of Hashem. It means the Ratzon of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us 613 Mitzvahs. But from the 613 mitzvahs, we could have a hunch of what the rotzoin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The commandment of Hashem is not the same as the will of Hashem. It's not the same thing. Klal Yisrael, when they're oisin ritzoin mishal makim, they don't just ask themselves, what did the Eibishter command us to do? But what is the rotzoin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If we're oisin ritzoin mishal makim, that means we're not just doing what we were told to do. We're going lefnei mishur hadin. We're trying to understand what the rotzoin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. When we're oisin ritzoin mishal makim, what we're essentially doing is we're being nice upon him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going more. Oh, we're going more, Zakhta Ebeshta, V'chila, yes, upon him. But this gives a whole nother time to what it means, Oysen Ritzayin Shalmakim. The Taj of Oysen Ritzayin Shalmakim is Rotzen in terms of Rotzen as opposed to the Tziboy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you take a look at the Tfilah of Avraham Avinu, that Yerushalmi that the Ran quoted, Omer Avram lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Golivi Adul lefanecha ribayna shaloyim, Shabashasha martali lahalis esizcha p'nei al-gabi ha-mezbeach, Hayali lahashe v'loyim, Mar esmola martali kibi yisli kar l'chazara, Va'achshav ato imeli aleo lo'oilo, Chas v'sholom lo yosisi kein, Elo, Kovashti es yitzri, Laso is ritzoyncha. You know what I did? I was kovash my yetzahara to do your rotzen. I understood what your rotzen, what do you mean rotzen? You never told me to do it. That's the whole point. You didn't tell me to do it. Rotzen means not what you were commanded to do. Rotzen means what the Eibishter wants. And kavashti es yitzri laso es ritzoincha. I did your rotzen. And if that's the case, he rotzen milfanecha, may your rotzen be to go ahead and to do mida keneged mida. But kan bezman sheyisrael oisin ritzoinu shel makim, the aside of ritzoinu shel makim is that you're doing the rotzen. And that's what the Sifri says. When the yidden oisin ritzoinu shel makim, oh, yisashem banav elecha. When the ein oisin ritzoinu shel makim, enochanami, then it's already going to be ashel yis upon him. So the Shiva went and he shtel tzu weiter. He said, that everyone knows the Gemara Masechtas Brachos Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. It's in contention for the most famous Gemara in Shas. Tan Rabbana, Vasavta de Ganecha. Not Talmud Loimar. It also says Loyomash Sefer Torah Zamipicha. Right. So how do you reconcile those two psukim? Vasavta de Ganecha means you should be out in the field. You should be doing your work. It says Loyomash Sefer Torah Zamipicha, which sounds like you always have to be learning. So the Gemara says it was Machoikis who Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichai had to reconcile these two psukim. Rabbi Shmuel said you do both. Hanik ben binik derech eretz. Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichai said if you can be chayrish b'shas chayrish v'zareh b'shas zriyah v'koytz b'shas k'tzirah v'dosh b'shas v'zareh b'shas zriyah Torah Mateo ve'elo leikasha kam bezman she'yisrael oisir retzayin yishol makim and kam bezman she'in oisir retzayin yishol makim. When the Yidin are oisir retzayin yishol makim, it's lo yomuch seif ha'tayr zami picha. Aye, who's going to work the field? Malach the nasis al yudei achayr. When the Yidin are in oisir retzayin yishol makim, that's for your safta de ganecha. So Tosfos asks, and the Nefesh HaChaim and Shaar Aleph is very mairuch in this kasha, and this is also one of the great kashas ever, and that is, how could the Gemara say that the Pasuk of Vasavta de Ganecha is talking about Bisman She'ein Oisim Rechayin Yishol Malkim? Where does it say Vasavta de Ganecha? We say it twice a day B'Ahava. It says it in V'Hoyim Shemaya. Rebbe V'Hoyim Shemaya Tishmu, if you're going to do the mitzvahs, then V'Nasati Kishmeichim V'Itam, Vasavta de Ganecha, and Faket, Chalila, if not... The Pasuk's talking about when you're Oisim Rechayin Yishol Malkim. And Tosfos, Rebbe Chaim V'Lozhin, Kiyadua, the Svarim Mucha very much with this Kasha. So said Rebbe Chaim Shlita, the Fianal, it's not Shaykh. It's a whole different ponim. The Pasuk of Oyim Shemaya Tishmu is talking about Yidin that are keeping Torah mitzvahs. But Lav Davke the Oisin Ritzayin Yishol Malkim. Ritzayin Yishol Malkim doesn't mean Tzivuy of Yishol Malkim. It means what's the Rotzin of the Malkim. That's a whole different Madrega. When the Yidin are Oisin Ritzayin Yishol Malkim, that brings on a whole different Ramah. That's Melach the Nasai de Acherim. That's the Chilo Yes upon him. That's a different Indian. That brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melamed Tzani Gurya. But V'Hoyim Shemoy is Lav Davka Oyser Ritzayin Yishol Malkim. You can keep 613 mitzvahs, but you're not necessarily Oyser Ritzayin Yishol Malkim. And that's the point. Yeah, V'Hoyim Shemoy. Or Bever Zot that it's an Oyser Ritzayin Yishol Malkim. From this Sifri, from the Shani Azrov Shal Avram Avinu in the Drosh HaSaran, and that Yerushalmi, it's Mashma Ritzayin Yishol Malkim means the Lefnim Yishol Sadin. Not what Hashem told me to do, but what I can decipher is the will of Hashem and what He would want me to do. When a person is Oisin Ritzayin Yishol Malkim, that kicks you into a whole nother gear, and that's that Madrega Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's the teretz maybe the Tosfos Kasha. But then I was thinking that it could be there's a Klara Makar to this Indian, and that is, we know the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph. So Brachas Lamed Hei is not the most famous Gemara in Shas. Could be Kedushin Lamed Vav is. The pasuk says Bonim Atim Lashem Elokeichem. Bismatch Atim Noyeg Minig Bonim Atim Kruyim Bonim. Ein Atim Noyeg Minig Bonim Ein Atim Kruyim Bonim. Who said this? Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir says Benkach Kruyim Bonim. Now Klai Yisrael is always considered Bonim. Meaning, we find that sometimes Klai Yisrael is referred to as Banim, we find Klai Yisrael is referred to as Avadim, right? Now, how are you supposed to reconcile this? So Rabbi Yehuda said, you're right, we're not always called Banim. If we're Noyeg Minig Banim, then we're called Banim. If we're not Noyeg Minig Banim, then we're not called Banim. Rameir said Chalila. Rameir said, this is Elokadamei Raneini. Rameir said, Benkachu Benkach Kruyim Banim, that Klai Yisrael is always going to be considered Banim. That means this, there's a Yerushalmi. Also, here in the first parak of Masechtas Kedushin, it's parak Aleph Halacha Zayin. The Yerushalmi over there is discussing Kshitas Rabbi Lazar. Ma Mikayim Rabbi Lazar Banim. So in the Cheshbon of the Gemara, Gemara has a problem. What does Rabbi Lazar do with the pasuk Banim Atam Lashem Alekeichem? It says Rabbi Lazar, B'shashi Yisrael Oysen Ritzayin Yishol Makayim, Kriyim Banim. U'B'shashi Ein Yisrael Oysen Ritzayin Yishol Makayim, Einam Kriyim Banim. Sounds a lot like Kshitas Rabbi Yehuda, but it's not the same Nusach. Rabbi Yehuda said, B'zman Shatem noyagim minig bonim atem kriyim bonim. If you're not noyag minig bonim, you're not called bonim. Rabbi Loza says similar but not the same. Be shosh Yisrael oisir etzoynoi shal makim. That's when you're kriyim bonim. But when you're not oisir etzoynoi shal makim, you're not kriyim bonim. But the emes is lefi anal, it's really one and the same. I just want to read one excerpt in Mesilas Yesharim. This is in Perek Yud Ches, where he talks about Midas HaChsidus that brings this out. So Mesilas Yesharim is introducing the concept of Chsidus. So he says like this, Hinei, Sherish HaChsidus, Hu Masha Amru Zal, Ashrei Odom Shamoloi B'Toyra, V'Oise Nachas Ruach L'Yotzer. V'Inyin Hu, Kihine hamitzvois hamutolois al kol Yisrael. Kray yudua isain v'chayvos and yudua ad heichan himagas. Everyone knows about mitzvahs. Misha oyves abayri yisbarach shmei havamitis. If somebody loves a Kodesh Baruch Hu properly, lo yishtado v'yichav and lifter atzmei b'mashik far mefursim in achayva. Asher al kol Yisrael b'chal. He's not only going to try to check off the box and do what he has to do. Elo yikraloi. Rather, the way he's going to behave towards Hashem is kamay sheyikra el bein oyevavim. The way a child who loves his father behaves towards his father. Sheilu yigalo oviv es daito gilui ma'at shehu chafet bedavim en advarim. Because a father, if he shows a little bit what he wants, the son is going to take the cue and he's going to say, oh, this is what my father wants, let me go ahead and do it. And even if his father only told it to him one time, it was a yad, he's going to use that clue to figure out what the das of his father is, to do even what his father didn't tell him a furish to do. He's not going to wait for his father to tell it to him more clearly, or to say it a second time. And the Ramchal fears Oysa, and he says that's what it means. Ashrei Adam Shamolei B'Teira V'Oysa Nachas Ruach LiYoytzrei. Ashrei Adam Shamolei B'Teira is someone that keeps Torah and Mitzvahs. V'Oysa Nachas Ruach LiYoytzrei. What does that mean? Gemara and Brachos Yudzayin Amar Aleph. V'Oysa Nachas Ruach LiYoytzrei doesn't just do Torah and Mitzvahs, but his objective is to do a Nachas Ruach LiYoytzrei. He wants to give his creator a nachas ruach. What's the will of my creator? And that's what I want to go ahead and I want to do. A person that's noyeg minig banim is someone that does more than he has to do. The Ramchal, when he lays out the foundation, the yichsoida chasidus v'shayrish advoida atmimo of chasidus, he says it's keminig haben elohav. How does a child respect his father versus two strange people that maybe have some transactional relationship? It's very, very different. If it's a transactional relationship, you tell me what to do, I'll do it. If it's something that I care to do, a child could say a chasidim. Any little thing, that in and of itself is going to be enough. Right, we learn this Gemara so often, Kiddush Lamed Vav Amar Aleph, where Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bizman sha'atem noyag minig banim." What does it mean to be noyag minig banim? It's this Ramchal. It's Perik Yud Ches in Mesilas Yesharim. He told you exactly what it means. It means to not just do what you're told to do, but you hear a chatzi dibur, and you're going to go ahead, and you're going to do so much more. You're not just amoli b'tayru, but you're isen nachas ruach liyotzroi. That is what it means to be noyag minig banim. Minig banim means not to just do what you're supposed to do. For that, you could be an eved. Could be a minig avadim, right? We're going to say on Rosh Hashanah, im kibanim, im ka avadim. Avadim also do what they're supposed to. They better, right? If not, they're going to be yoytze b'shem v'ayin, right? They don't have a choice. They have to do what they're supposed to do. That's not what it means to be noyag minig banim. To be noyag minig banim means to be oysa ritzoyne shalmakim. V'hein hein advarim. The Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda in Kiddushin Lamed Vav Amar Aleph, that when are we called Banim, this man shakim noyeg minig banim, is the same as the Lashon of Rabbi Lazar in the Yerushalmi, that says, kam bizman shen oysin ritzayin shalmakim, kam bizman shen ein oysin ritzayin shalmakim. Because oysin ritzayin shalmakim, it does not mean tzivuyu shalmakim, it means the rotzen of the makim, it means you're being noyeg minig banim. I'm asking myself, what is not the tzivoy, but what's the nachas ruach liyotzmi? It's the madrega of Rav Avinu. It was a kach no b'afilu hachi hichab. That is ritzoincha, and if that's ritzoincha, kovash es yitzri, last is ritzoincha. And that's what I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do. I think this Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Vav Amar Aleph, with this Lashon HaYerushalmi in Perek Aleph Halach HaZayin in Kedushin, Mamush brings out this Nakuda, that the Yisoid of Oysen Ritzayin Shalmakim is Mamush Noyer Minik Banim, which is one of the same. It's nachas ruach. It's rotzen. Dafka. What does it have to do with our sugya? So what it has to do with Rosh Hashanah is obvious. But what does it have to do with our sugya? So Gemara asked the kasha. Gemara said, that there's two psukim. One's a pasuk in Truma, the other's a pasuk in Divrei Hayyamim. But there's two psukim that describe the kruvim. One is rather talking about the kruvim of Moshe Rabbeinu. The other one's talking about the kruvim of Shlomo HaMelech. But again, two psukim that talk about the kruvim and describe them in different ways. One pasuk says that the kruvim were pnei mishalachiv. The other one says they were pnei melabayis. The Gemara says it was a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Chad amar. What was the machloikis? How do you give a chenetza here? I mean, you have these two psukim. How do you reconcile them? One of them said, "Kam bezman she yisrael oisim ritzayin shalmakim." Kam bezman she ein oisim ritzayin shalmakim. The other one says, "No, it's not studi. It's sadudi. It was just like a little bit on an angle, like ketamid anifta mirabo." But kam bezman she yisrael oisim ritzayin shalmakim. Kam bezman she ein oisim ritzayin shalmakim. The idea of the kruvim being pnei mishal achiv is what? What's the symbol? The symbol is that there's this tremendous ahava, this tremendous leapshaft, this tremendous kurva between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When do we have that? When we're Oysen Ritzayin Shalmakim. When we're Oysen Ritzayin Shalmakim, that's when we have that. And that's what that man Damar says. Kam bezman she Yisrael Oysen Ritzayin Shalmakim, kam bezman she ain Oysen Ritzayin Shalmakim. When you're Oysen Ritzayin Shalmakim, so then the Ebishter says, oh, you're coming to me with this ahava. What does it mean Oysen Ritzayin Shalmakim? You're not just doing what I commanded you to do, but you're doing what my Ratzin is. Are you doing what my Ratzin is? So you're treating me, let's say, Keben El Av, so I'm going to treat you back like an av to a ben. And as a result, it's going to be pnei mishalachiv. But when Klai Yisrael's ein oisim ritzayin shalmakim, could be they're even doing Torah mitzvahs, right? Let's just think for a second. There's a Beis HaMikdash standing, right? Just the kruvim happen to be in another direction. It's not mamish and a matzah with this churban Beis HaMikdash, right? Today, we're not negeya. But once upon a time, right? There's a Beis HaMikdash, but they ain't oisim ritzayin shalmakim. You're not oisim ritzayin shalmakim. You're not tapping into that madrega. So then already, it's mida keneged mida. Then it's going to be pnei melabayas. And it's poshet, the oimik that comes out, lefi hanal. In what oisim ritzayin shalmakim means, and specifically what it means in our sugya, that when it's oisim ritzayin shalmakim, now there's this quid pro quo relationship, now it's going to be pnei mishalach. But I just want to end with one hergish. You know, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, it's a well-known Gemara, Daf, Nun Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Ish Lakish, B'shoshe Nichnasu Nachrim Leheichel, when the Nachrim entered the Heichel, Ro Kruvim Hamurim Zeh B'Zeh. So the Nachrim saw that the Kruvim were hugging each other. Haitzion l'shok, they brought the Kruvim outside. Va'omru, and they said, Yisrael halalu, shabrichasim bracha v'kilulasim klalu yasku b'dvar malalu. Says, you want to know what goes on in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Right, a zachar and a keva, they're engaged in this inyan. This is what goes on in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Miyad hizilum, and immediately they were mevazah the yidin, shenemar, as the pasuk says, kol mechabdeo hizilua, Kiro Ervasa, one of the first psukim in Sefer Eicha, that there was a tremendous design that came from this. And the Ritva, and this is one of the most famous kashas, but the Ritva often brings from the Rimagash, that the Rimagash asks, he says, I don't understand. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Tesamad Aleph, that the Kruvim sometime were playing Mishalachiv, and sometime they were playing Malabayas. What did it depend on? Kambas Manche Oysen Ritzayin Shalmakim, Kambas Manche Ein Oysen Ritzayin Shalmakim. This was the time of the Churban. Lechayre Ein Lecha Ein Oysen Ritzayin Shalmakim Gedoy Lemizu. It's a pella. How does it fit with that Gemara? Any muchas to say pshat, b'nei saska brings Torah kiyadua from the Maggid, etc. Dvar matim sheikh is going to come on Tisha B'Av. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Right? Ayotzel darf tzarch lefkid ezishtay. Right? We know all the machshavim. We've spoken about this so many times. Dvarim mefursamim and dvarim atikin. But I just want one hergish. The Gemara said that there were really two manda amrim in terms of how to decipher this contradiction. Is it pnei mishalachiv or is it pnei malabayis? It was machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Chad amar azoy v'chad amar azoy. Meaning one man the Omar said that sometimes it was this way, sometimes it was that way. What does it depend on? Kambizman she Yisrael oisin, Ritzayin Shalmakim. Kambizman she Yisrael oisin, Ritzayin Shalmakim. But the other man the Omar said, no sheiches, nothing to do with that. That's bechlal not the sugya. No, there's no sheiches. That's not the Indian. The cat, they're always looking at each other. It's grad a little bit. There's a certain covet that Klai Yisrael has, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's like, Ketamar HaNifta L'Rabbi, you have to do a Bederech covet. Of a Faker, it's always Pnei Mishalachiv. So it's Chadamar, Chadamar. So who said what? Who said Pnei Mishalachiv, and who said Pnei Malabayas? So Rav Reuven Margolis, in his Sefer Shem Moilim, says, I don't know for sure. He said, but I'm pretty confident that it's Rabbi Lozer that said, that kam bezman she yisrael oisim ritzayim yosham malkim and kam bezman she ein oisim ritzayim yosham malkim. And he says, you know where my confidence is coming from? Because there are many places in Chazal where there was a stira between two psukim, and Rabbi Loza Dyke is the one that said, kam bezman she yisrael oisim ritzayim yosham malkim the kam bezman she ein yisrael oisim ritzayim yosham malkim. He said, it's poshut to me that it's Rabbi Loza. And he says, not just that, I have many rayas from Chazal that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't care so much about if they're oisim ritzayim yosham malkim ein oisim. Obviously he cares, but the point is, it doesn't make the impact and this incredible shift in the Olamis as it does in Rabbi Loza's world, meaning in terms of the way the Shekhinah and all is manifest on this world. Oh, but the emesis is even more than that. Because we mentioned the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, what does Rabbi Le'ozer, Le'ozer without an Aleph in Yerushalmi is El-Lazar, Mitan Aleph, and Bavli. What does Rabbi Loza do with the pasuk that says, Bonam Atam Lashem Alekeichem? And what did Rabbi Loza say? Rabbi Loza said that it depends. When Klal Yisrael is called Bonam Atam Lashem Alekeichem, B'shashi Yisrael, Oysen Ritzayin Shal Kadosh Baruch HaKriyim Bonam. U'b'shashi En Yisrael, Oysen Ritzayin Shal Kadosh Baruch En Kriyim Bonam. Which is, of course, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara in Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph. Rabbi Loza already said that when a Klal Yisrael Bonam Lashem Alekeichem, it's only when we're Oysen Ritzayin Shal Malkim. If we're Ain Oysen Ritzayin Shal Malkim, we're not called Bonam. That means, the way Reuven Margolis is learning, but even Chloe, that it's Pasha, that's Rabbi Loza l'shitasoi. That Rabbi Loza that holds that the only time we're called Banim is when we're Oysen Ritzayin Shal Malkim. So l'shitasoi, when is it Pnei Mishalachiv? When we're Oysen Ritzayin Shal Malkim. But what is it according to the other mandam? What's according to Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan holds it's always Pnei Mishalachiv. Why is it always Pnei Mishalachiv? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds Ben Kachu Ben Kach Kriyim Banim. And being that Rabbi Yochanan holds Ben Kachu Ben Kach Kriyim, he's the other she. Who's the other she? It's Rabbi Meir, who holds Ben Kachu Ben Kach Kriyim Banim. So even in a matzah where we're Ein Oisim Ritzayin Shalmakim, where we're not Noyig Minig Banim, it's still going to be Pnei Mishalachiv. That kasha that the Rimagash asked, the greatest kasha, Yuman on Dalit on the base, that kasha is all a kasha in that mandamar. When you learn Yuma, you forget sometimes that it's really two mandamars. And in that mandamar, in Rabbi Loza, you have to work it out, and you'll have to say Torah of if I guess nish. It's only one mandamar. And the other mandamar, Rabbi Reuven Margolis, was Megalitas's Rabbi Yochanan. And if it's Rabbi Yochanan, we know we paskin like. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. And by the way, the machleks were made, Rabbi Yehuda the Rajba said in the tshuva already, ki yadua, that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. We paskin ben kachu ben kachu yin banim. And if that's the case, we paskin that even when Klai was not oisir and sainu shalmakim, it's still going to be pnei mishalachim. That whole kasha is a nice academic kasha that's true in the world of Rabbi. Belaz is going to have to explain that gemara. But lefiyah emes, aliba the hilchasa, there's nothing to explain. Because when the Nachrim walked in, B'shas the Churban, and they entered the Kodesh HaGadosh. You know what they saw? They saw the Kruvim were Me'urim Zebezeh. Klal Yisrael, what? Me'urim Zebezeh? They're Yidin Ein Ois in Ritzayin Shalmakim. And if they're Ein Ois on such a level that this Churban Beis HaMikdash, this Churban Beis Rishon, this is Avodah Zarah, this is Gilui Raya, Shvichas Domim, the state of the union is so bad. We're so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is it possible that the Kruvim are Me'urim? Now, that's a miracle that they were Me'urim Zebezeh. But the point is, this is not Pnei Mishalachim. This is Mamish Me'urim Zebezeh. How you talking? It's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. Because regardless of the matzah that the Yidden are on, Benkach, Ubenkach, whether we're Oysen Ritzayin Shalmakim, whether we're Ein Oysen Ritzayin Shalmakim, we're always called Banim. Was it Akasha? Avada, they walked in, and you know what they saw? They saw a father who was punishing his children. That's what they saw. That's what they saw. They thought this was Komichabdel Hizilua, Kiro Ervasa. They missed the whole boat. That's not what they were looking at. What they were looking at was a father who's punishing his children very harshly. Very, very harshly. But at the same time, it's with a tremendous ahava. Because at the end of the day, that ahava doesn't go anywhere. That ahava is benkachu benkach kriyim banim. It's Shitas Remeir in Kedushin Lamed Vav Amar Aleph. And it's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. It's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan in Bava Basra Daf Tzadik Tes Amar Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that benkachu benkach, it's Pnei Mishal Achiv, is Shitas Remeir, who holds benkachu benkach kriyim banim. It's Pashit arithmetic. It's the same Indian. If we're Banim Amonav Shach, then it's going to be Pnei Mishal Achim Amonav Shach. Because the way the Kruvim are situated is what represents our relationship. We're always Banim. And if we're always Banim, it's always going to be Pnei Mishal Achim. Yeah, Kam Bezman She Yisrael Oysen, Kan Ein Oysen. That's Rabbi Loza. But we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. And if we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, it's always Banim. It's always Pnei Mishal Achim.